State Education Commissioner Ken Wagner. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure there are students and teachers out there breathing a big sigh of relief to hear they may not need a standardized test score for a high school diploma. But supporters of this move said it was important to improving quality in our public schools. What made you decide to propose removing test scores, at least as a state requirement, for a high school diploma?
Yes, I don't think anyone should breathe a sigh of relief. The students are entering the same world with the same challenges, the world of work, the world of college, whether or not we require a test score as a top-down requirement. The most important thing about the graduation requirements is it ensures that students are ready for what's next. But part of being ready for what's next is making it your diploma, your graduation requirement, so you can tell people in the world of work or in colleges what you've accomplished when you've been in high school. And we believe that this updated system does exactly that.
Did Rhode Island's low scores on the first full year of the annual standardized test known as PARC play any role in this decision?
So anytime you make a policy recommendation around something like graduation requirements, you're always balancing risks. If you set a standard that is way too high, then you risk that you're going to have a significant percentage of your students not earn that diploma with lifelong consequences. The other risk is you set the bar way too low, and then you let down a whole generation of students who aren't ready for what's next.
Now, under your plan, Ken Wagner, how will you hold high schools accountable if their students are not scoring well on standardized tests?
So what we're advancing is exactly a proposal that we believe will work. If we just choose some sort of arbitrary standard that by the class of 2021, everybody will pass the PARC exam, for example, when we know that currently only about 30% of our students pass the PARC exam, I'm fairly confident that that's not going to work.
You've talked about personalizing the diploma with a commissioner seal for students who meet a certain bar on standardized tests and another designation for students who take a series of courses in a particular subject matter, such as the arts or technology or science.
Correct. So there would be one diploma that's based on the current diploma requirements, and then we would introduce the concept of a designation on that diploma for students to express their own strengths and interests. One of those designations would be assessment-based, the minimum standard on a menu of assessment choices. We would call that the commissioner's seal. The other would be course-based, students who progress through an advanced course sequence, and we would call that a pathway endorsement. So we have to define on the commissioner's seal side what are the tests and what level of performance is necessary on the tests, and then on the course side with the pathway endorsement, what are the courses, how many courses, what level of rigor, what level of performance. And then what happens is when the public is looking at in aggregate what our kids are doing, they can see, well, wow, look at this. We have a diploma system where we have a graduation rate of 80%. But look at this, only 45% of those students actually met that statewide standard in literacy and numeracy. And look at this, about 60% of our graduates are actually focusing on the sciences. So that gives us information from a public policy perspective that we can use to set statewide goals, from a parent and family perspective so they can see how their child is doing in their own course through life, and also in a way that we can hold schools and districts accountable. But it'd be one diploma.
Now, Ken Wagner, your proposal does leave it open to school districts to decide on their own if they want to require test scores for their local diplomas. Which districts, if any, tell you they're seriously considering doing that?
It's our understanding now, because when this work was done a few years ago, then there was a law passed by the legislature that schools and districts could not use a standardized test for graduation purposes until at least 2017. And it's our understanding about two-thirds of the districts currently have a requirement that in some way is related to a standardized test.
In Massachusetts, for more than a decade now, students have been required to pass the state's test called MCAS to earn a diploma. And that was part of a series of policies that contributed to national recognition for strong public schools. It's something that officials here pointed to when they first talked about bringing a test score requirement to Rhode Island's diploma system. Why shouldn't Rhode Island adopt a similar policy to Massachusetts?
Yeah. Look, we're trying to get to the same place. We want a large percentage of our students, approaching all students who graduate, to meet that kind of level of rigor in literacy and numeracy. We're just proposing a way to get to that goal that we believe is a little bit more workable. If you look back in the 90s in terms of how Massachusetts did it, sure, they imposed a graduation requirement on the student, as opposed to we're proposing that it be a requirement to gradually move forward by schools and districts. But they did it in a way that phased in over time. Basically, they started with lower cut scores, and they gradually increased those cut scores.
Now, you've talked about personalizing the diploma, making the diploma the student's own, picking these designations that might indicate a certain series of coursework a student has completed. Ken Wagner, why is that important? Why does that matter?
So I think it matters for two reasons. One is we have to take student engagement much, much more seriously in terms of how we do schooling. We're losing too high a percentage of our students where they're either dropping out literally or they're just disengaging and not doing nearly as well as they could. And one way to take student engagement seriously is to pay attention to students, what they want, what their strengths are, what their interests are, and so on. And just telling a student that you've got to go through and check off all of these boxes is not a serious way to tackle student engagement. The second thing is, what's the information that we're passing on to our employers, to our colleges, and to our families? And right now, they're looking at what in essence is a local diploma, where they don't know what an A or what a B as a letter grade means in one community versus another. They're not sure what this course means in one community versus another. And that induces risk. And we've actually had college folks that have told us that when they're considering the application to a college, they're actually prejudging students based on the reputation of their school or their community. So we want to pass on additional information, which is, did the student meet a certain standard in literacy and math on a menu of assessment approaches, number one, and did the student meet a certain standard for an advanced course sequence in an interest and strength-based approach? We believe that's additional information that can only help students, their families, and schools and districts, as well as employers and colleges.
And if the student didn't meet the bar on the assessment measure, wouldn't that sort of count against them then when the college or the future employer sees their transcript and sees that they don't have that on there?
And that's the balance of this approach. Absolutely introduce the incentive to get more and more students able to meet that minimum standard in literacy and numeracy, but don't put it as a barrier in front of the students. Put it as a challenge for schools and districts. And what we're trying to do is come up with a system where the bar isn't too high that kids don't graduate or we lower the standard, nor is it too low that we just give up on kids. Let's have that sweet spot in the middle where we can move the whole system forward.
Well, Rhode Island Education Commissioner Ken Wagner, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.